Hello, everybody. Welcome to a new episode of 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, in part a celebration of the 100th birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso. Today, we have Professor Larry Cohn. He's a professor of psychology, and he's interested in decision-making. It's an important part for all our lives and many, many aspects of our lives. So, Larry, what is your real interest in decision-making and weighing of evidence?
Well, thanks, Dr. Pennell. As you said, I do decision research, and currently in my lab, we're looking at what is emerging as an extremely important issue, and that is how people weigh two types of evidence when they're making decisions. First type of evidence is very common. We confront it on a daily basis, and that's anecdotal evidence, narrative reports. People talk about their experience having either purchased a particular item or, in the area that I'm interested in, the consequences of taking a risky decision. For example,
this is the so-called water cooler.
That's right. That's right. Water cooler information. People passing on information informally and anecdotally. And frequently, that type of information can weigh heavily in our decisions. This is particularly true when we're making decisions about getting vaccinations, for example, the H1N1 vaccination, HPV vaccination, vaccinations that some people think might be related to autism. So there's that type of information, anecdotal information. And then people at the same time, simultaneously, are confronted with another type of information, expert information. And often that expert information takes the form of statistical information, or what people call base rate information. And our question in our lab concerns how individuals weigh those two types of evidence. At what point does anecdotal information weigh more, carry more weight in a decision than statistical information? So we have a couple of studies in progress now looking at this very issue. Let me give you one example. Young people often are confronted with decisions about using drugs, and in this case, there are a number of novel drugs, emerging drugs, that are still legal, although the research is beginning to emerge suggesting that some of these drugs may not be very healthy. And the question we're asking is how young people make the decision to use these drugs when they are faced with their friends telling them about one or two experiences versus a lot of statistical evidence. So one of the doctoral students in my lab, Kevin Gutierrez, is currently looking at this question. And the way he did it is very clever. He went on to a very well-known website that's used by hundreds of thousands of people on a daily basis. And they post their experiences based on using a specific drug, a novel substance. And there's also expert evidence or scientific information about this drug. And Kevin presents students here at UTEP with the expert evidence, talks about how likely you are to have an adverse reaction, and then presents the students with either one or two negative anecdotal reports, or three or four negative anecdotal reports, or some positive anecdotal reports.
And then the idea is that watch what decision they make.
That's exactly right.
So the conclusion, what are you finding?
Well, we're not quite sure yet. This is where it actually is the most exciting part of research. We've just finished collecting the data, or he's just finished collecting the data, and he's just beginning to proofread it. And at this point, in 2 months, we'll be able to tell you how people weigh these.
So, I mean, this is research that is going to have a big significance across all sorts of regions, all sorts of addictions, all sorts of interests.
We hope.
And then in the end, I suppose, you would like to be able to say, now, this is the way that we can make what I consider to be the real literature appropriate.
That's exactly right. We want to see what we can do to prevent some health-threatening behaviors.
Professor Larry Cohn, Department of Psychology, University of Texas at El Paso, thank you for being here on 100 at 100. This is Keith Pannell saying come back next time.